Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, remember that every legend has his weakness. For me, it's their chesticles and not the booty. The brothers are more likely to be fond of fine behinds. My weaknesses in order are a woman's face, then boobs, then finally her booty. Unfortunately for most guys these days, they're more than just one weakness, and they're too eager to sign their life away to a wife that looks like this. Up next, this woman is definitely not a weakness for most guys. What would you call her shape? To me, she looks like vanilla ice cream melting in the sun. Either that or the Michelin Man. She might also be able to pass for the Liberty Bell, but I think I finally figured it out. She looks like one of those toys we used to have while growing up. No, I think I'm sticking with my original observation. She definitely passes for soft serve ice cream. Number three, here's an Iranian woman protesting in front of a poster that promotes the hijab. This might get her short-term attention, but she'll most likely be arrested and then locked up for the long term. This is what passes for bravery in Iran these days. But let's all remember that before the revolution, this was commonplace in that country. Women in countries like Iran are just fighting for the rights that men took away from them in the 1900s. Moving on, what's one profession that was highly respected but is now a joke? Doctors. But they would be fine if they kept up with new medicines and treatments. Everyone please wish me luck trying to get my doctor to prescribe monoclonal antibodies at $5,000 a shot to regulate my immune system. I think he's going to say no. Why risk a new treatment that might cause potential lawsuits when you can suggest 50-year-old medications that have little to no effect but don't actually help the patient get any better? Number five, maybe it's time to settle this debate once and for all. What is this tiny little pocket for? Is it change? No. When these jeans were designed, men needed a place to put their pocket watch. Over the years, its purpose has changed. In the 70s, apparently it was used as a comb pocket. In the 80s, it was a perfect place to put your tiny Coke bag. These days, with high inflation and the cost of living, it's the perfect place to put your paycheck after taxes and other expenses. Up next, where do twisted people like this come from? This pastor says that ending babies and abortions is a blessing, an act of love. I just for the life of me can't imagine why the Bible forbids women from being pastors and priests. This is what happens when you have Martin Luther and the Reformation fragment the church in the West. Notice how the Eastern Orthodox churches don't seem to have issues like this one. I'm sensing that this is most likely the outcome here. Number 7, which one is the best Catwoman? For me, it has to be Michelle Pfeiffer. She wins hands down because of her acting, the best costume, and the way she uses the whip. Plus, she swallowed a real bird in one of those scenes in Batman Returns. In the comments section under this one, I'd say about 40 to 50% of guys also said Pfeiffer. Glad to see that I'm in good company. The only one I wouldn't watch again is Halle Berry. Moving on, Gigi Gorgeous explains why trans teens should be allowed to shoplift. Looks to me like the insanity is spreading and we need to do something to stop it. Like punish those that promote violence and encourage theft. But I guess that would be transphobic or something. Who is this? I didn't realize that the Wayans brothers still dressed up as white women. They need to be locked up with Nurse Ratched and receive some kind of treatment for saying this. Number 9, remember guys, that when women want you to vent to them, don't do it. Because it's a trap. And no, I'm not referring to Gigi Gorgeous. They're just going to use your vulnerabilities as ammo to help win an argument with you in the future, or tell their friends about you so they can actually go have a good laugh at your expense. If they ask you to open up, do so about something meaningless. Or just give them the cold shoulder the way they often do to us. Up next, it's been revealed that the Charlotte City Council paused their meeting about the Irina Zarutska incident so they could celebrate a birthday for one of their council members. This is just beyond parody at this point. Why am I not surprised that 10 out of 12 members of the city council are also not white? Also remember that there are black women out there that are cheering on for there to be cases of white-on-black rape. That's how they treat their own people. Number 11, this Kentucky teacher had sex with one of her students, and then asked him to end her husband. I know what you're thinking. I can fix her. No, you can't, but you're welcome to try, as I'm sure she'll get less than 5 years in prison and be home in time for cornflakes. And women are wondering why more and more men are refusing to get married these days. Also, this is not the first time a female teacher has done something like this. Moving on, this woman tried to follow her passion for art, but now she's a 32-year-old unemployed person. Many such cases. Time for a job at Starbucks. You know what Jordan Peterson always says. It's hard to monetize your creativity. Therefore, you need to find a gig that pays a decent wage and do your art or creative work as a side hustle. And if it takes off and becomes a viable business, only then you should go full-time with it. If it doesn't make dollars, then it doesn't make sense. C-E-N-T-S. Number 13, is this woman perfect for you or is she fat? More like curvy, but you just know that those fun bags, if they're real, are going to melt all over her, as if they were saddlebags. For me, a woman like this would be perfect in her 20s, early 30s. After that, those chesticles are going to look more like pancakes, and I've got a gluten allergy. She's got the perfectly proportional hourglass figure, though. Up next, this has to be the most badass man that ever lived. Adrian Carton DeWart lost his eye in war, was shot in the stomach, hip, leg, ankle, and hand, and he ended up tearing off his own fingers when the doctor refused to amputate them. He also fought in WW2 as a pilot and was captured and escaped a POW camp. When people asked about his service, he said that he enjoyed the war. He was known by many as the unkillable soldier. I bet the hardest part for him was getting an office job after the war was done. Number 15, apparently all of India's telemarketers threatened to go on strike permanently if Donald Trump put tariffs on their country. Good, but I doubt that's going to happen. I think they'll just up the call volume and try to scam more people for the money lost to tariffs. I always seem to know it's an Indian telemarketer when they use a name like Dave, with a thick Indian accent, even though their real name is Davidesh. I don't even pick up my phone anymore if it's actually an unknown call. I just check the messages later. Moving on, where's a place you visited that you have no desire to return to? For me, that would be Mexico. I found human bones in a coral reef. Was chased by a pack of 10 wild dogs on an empty beach as well. Someone stole my friend's camera in the first 10 minutes we were there, and everyone got Montezuma's revenge except for me, because I was smart enough to refuse anything that wasn't in a can or wasn't cooked out on a barbecue. Even Egypt, which is dirty and poor, I'd rather go back to than Mexico. Number 17, the Japanese prime minister that tried to import diversity has now resigned. Good. People there have come to their racist senses and refused to be turned into a third world country. But I think that people are cheering prematurely, because the new prime minister has the same demographic plans under a different name, and they've now been enacted. He was probably just forced to resign so that people thought that they'd won. This isn't over yet. Up next, Chris Christie says that RFK Jr. shouldn't be leading public healthcare in America, and he calls him a joke. Meanwhile, Chris is morbidly obese and highly unhealthy. This isn't Europe, where he could actually make the perfect health minister. I want to make a joke about him, but he already is one. He's a fat slob that thinks he knows better. It would be hilarious if he was just trolling, but I don't think so. Number 19, black women want to know what it is about the white community that makes white women love Taylor Swift so much. Well, it certainly can't be her musical talents. She's an idol there to worship. I saw the same thing back in the day with Cher and Madonna. But if we really want an answer, then maybe we should ask black women why they love Beyonce so much. I don't get the hype. Maybe white women are obsessed with Taylor Swift because she's secretly a man or something. Moving on, here's a sci-fi dystopia in the year 3000, where tales are told of extinct fair-skinned folks who built and lived in these monolithic buildings. Can something like this even happen? I doubt it in the Western world. But if the West falls and the supply lines to Africa crumble, I can see the African countries as skyscrapers looking like this in a century. Just looking at this, I get the vibe that it's in Chicago somewhere, for some reason. Number 21, Prince never gave Weird Al permission to parody any of his songs. He even went as far as to send him a lawyer's note saying that he would sue him if he made eye contact with him during the American Music Awards. Why all the hate? It's usually a great honor to have your songs parodied by Weird Al, and he has to pay you royalties. Apparently Weird Al was also parodying Amish Paradise without permission and was taken to court for doing so. Up next, can you imagine the nerve of some people? Here we have DeCarlos, the man that ended Irina on the commuter train, asking for money on GoFundMe, for his defense, so that they can fight against racism and bias against our people. Why was this even allowed in the first place? You don't realize how much people like this hate you. I also think they should put the list of donor names out there so they can lose their jobs and get canceled as well. Number 23, OF has now permanently deleted Bonnie Blue's account for promoting a dangerous challenge. I'm sure she's going to be fine moving to some other platform and still making millions a year. Somehow she will successfully spin this as being a good thing for her career. Maybe while they're at it, they can also delete this one from being dangerous to our eyesight. She's 72 and the oldest model on OF and makes $36,000 a month. Now granny Walmart greeters be getting in on this action. Moving on, this little man is an illegal immigrant and he's wondering if America will deport him too. I say yes, but all of his toys stay in America. he's going to go from playing with toys in the United States to making them back home. Either that or assembling iPhones for spoiled Western women. I feel bad sending people back, but they didn't feel bad coming in illegally to make money under the table. I'm an immigrant too, but my parents did it legally. Number 25 and the last one, which one do women prefer? Isn't it obvious that women are only interested in Luigi Mangione and not Taylor Robinson? They say women are turned on by violent and dangerous men. But of course only if those men come with good looks and masculine features. You just know that this meme captures it perfectly. It's all about looks when it comes to women, and anyone who tells you otherwise is either a woman or lying, or possibly both. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.